This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
2013 was a pretty good year for recycling legislation in New York City. The New York City Council approved legislation banning food service expanded polystyrenes, or EPS, or styrofoam, and also approved a bill that would require large restaurants and food manufacturers to compost. That's right. Require large restaurants and food manufacturers in New York City to compost. Sound too good to be true? Well, that's pretty much the case. Our recycling expert and founder of PlasticBagLaws.com, Jenny Romer, explains the piece of legislation.
Commercial composting legislation requires that all large restaurants and food manufacturers compost, and that doesn't take effect until the commissioner finds that there are enough facilities within 100 miles of New York City that will cost effectively take composting.
So what that means is the city will force these food establishments to compost when they have somewhere to send the compost to. Make sense?
It's a field of dreams type thing where if you build it, they will come. It's creating a market for compost because right now there are companies that make these kind of facilities that aren't going to build them near New York City if there's no market for compost. But if there's a market developed, then they'll create them and then restaurants will have somewhere local or somewhat local within the region to actually